سورة النور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون.
This is a chapter of the Quran which we have sent down and which we have enjoined, and in it we have revealed manifest proofs and evidences that you may remember.
الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
The fornicatress and the fornicator, flog each of them with 100 stripes. Let not pity withhold you in their case, in a punishment prescribed by Allah, if you believe in Allah and the Last Day. And let a party of the believers witness their punishment.
الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين.
The adulterer fornicator marries not but an adulterous fornicatress or a polytheist. And the adulterous fornicatress, none marries her except an adulterer, fornicator, or a polytheist. Such a thing is forbidden to the believers.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون.
And those who accuse chaste women and produce not 4 witnesses, flog them with 80 stripes and reject their testimony forever. They indeed are rebellious to Allah.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Except those who repent thereafter and do righteous deeds. For such, verily Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ 4 شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
And for those who accuse their wives but have no witnesses except themselves, let the testimony of one of them be 4 testimonies by Allah that he is one of those who speak the truth.
والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين.
And the 5th testimony should be the invoking of the curse of Allah on him if he be of those who tell a lie against her.
ويدرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد 4 شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين.
But she shall avert the punishment of stoning to death from her if she bears witness 4 times by Allah that he is telling a lie.
والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
And the fifth testimony should be that the wrath of Allah be upon her if he speaks the truth.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم.
And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, He would have hastened the punishment upon you. And that Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, the All-Wise.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا اكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Verily, those who brought forth this slander are a group among you. Consider it not a bad thing for you. Nay, it is good for you. Unto every man among them will be paid that which he had earned of the sin. And as for him among them who had the greater share therein, his will be a great torment.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Why then did not the believers, men and women, when you heard it, think good of their own people and say, this charge is an obvious lie.
لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون.
Why did they not produce four witnesses against him? Since they have not produced witnesses, then with Allah they are the liars.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم.
Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy unto you in this world and in the hereafter, a great torment would have touched you for that whereof you had spoken.
إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ.
When you were propagating it with your tongues and uttering with your mouths that whereof you had no knowledge, you counted it a little thing, while with Allah it was very great.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
And why did you not, when you heard it, say, it is not right for us to speak of this. Glorified are you, O Allah. This is a great lie.
يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Allah forbids you from it and warns you not to repeat the like of it forever if you are believers.
ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
And Allah makes the proofs, lessons, and revelations plain to you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verily, those who like that the crime of illegal sexual intercourse should be propagated among those who believe, they will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you know not.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, Allah would have hastened the punishment upon you. And that Allah is full of kindness, most merciful.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم.
O you who believe, follow not the footsteps of Shaitan. And whosoever follows the footsteps of Shaitan, then verily he commands to commit indecency and disbelief and wicked deeds. And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, not one of you would ever have been pure from sins. But Allah purifies whom He wills, and Allah is all-hearer, all-knower.
وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, the needy, and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Verily, those who accuse believing chaste women, who never even think of anything touching their chastity, and are good believers, are cursed in this life and in the hereafter, and for them will be a great torment.
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their legs will bear witness against them as to what they used to do.
يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين.
On that day, Allah will pay them the recompense of their deeds in full, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth.
الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Bad statements are for bad people, and bad people for bad statements. Good statements are for good people, and good people for good statements. Such good people are innocent of every bad statement which they say. For them is forgiveness and generous provision.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون.
O you who believe, enter not houses other than your own until you have asked permission and greeted those in them. That is better for you in order that you may remember.
فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ والله بما تعملون عليم.
And if you find no one therein, still enter not until permission has been given. And if you are asked to go back, go back. For it is purer for you, and Allah is all knower of what you do.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون.
There is no sin on you that you enter houses uninhabited when you have any interest in them. And Allah has knowledge of what you reveal and what you conceal.
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ.
Tell the believing men to lower their gaze and protect their private parts. That is purer for them. Verily, Allah is all aware of what they do.
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا.
And tell the believing women to lower their gaze and protect their private parts, and not to show off their adornment except that which is apparent.
وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء.
And to draw their veils all over their bodies, faces, necks and bosoms. and not to reveal their adornment except to their husbands, or their fathers, or their husbands' fathers, or their sons, or their husbands' sons, or their brothers, or their brothers' sons, or their sisters' sons, or their Muslim women, or the female slaves whom their right hands possess, or old male servants who lack vigor, or small children who have no sense of feminine sex.
وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
And let them not stamp their feet so as to reveal what they hide of their adornment. And all of you beg Allah to forgive you all, O believers, that you may be successful.
وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَى مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And marry those among you who are single, and also the pious of your male slaves and maidservants, female slaves. If they be poor, Allah will enrich them out of His bounty. And Allah is all-sufficient for His creatures' needs, all-knowing.
وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ.
And let those who find not the financial means for marriage keep themselves chaste until Allah enriches them of His bounty. And such of your slaves as seek a writing of emancipation, give them such writing, if you find that there is good and honesty in them. And give them something out of the wealth of Allah which He has bestowed upon you.
وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَ تَحَصُّنًا لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And force not your maids to prostitution if they desire chastity in order that you may make a gain in the goods of this worldly life. But if anyone compels them to prostitution, then after such compulsion, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And indeed, we have sent down for you proofs and revelations that make things plain, and the example of those who passed away before you, and an admonition for those who are pious.
Allah نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of His light is as if there were a niche and within it a lamp. The lamp is in a glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow forth of itself though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is all-knower of everything.
في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال.
In houses which Allah has ordered to be raised, in them His name is remembered. Therein glorify Him in the mornings and in the afternoons or the evenings.
رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Men whom neither trade nor sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah, nor from performing the prayer, nor from giving the charity. They fear a day when hearts and eyes will be overturned.
لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
That Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds, and add even more for them out of His grace. And Allah provides without measure to whom He wills.
والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب.
As for those who disbelieved, their deeds are like a mirage in a desert. The thirsty one thinks it to be water until he comes up to it. He finds it to be nothing. But he finds Allah with him who will pay him his due. And Allah is swift in taking account.
أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور.
Or the state of a disbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep sea, overwhelmed with waves, topped by dark clouds, layers of darkness upon darkness. If a man stretches out his hand, he can hardly see it. And he for whom Allah has not appointed light, for him there is no light.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون.
See you not that Allah, He it is whom glorify whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, and the birds with wings outspread. Of each one He knows indeed his prayer and his glorification, and Allah is all aware of what they do.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ.
And to Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah is the return of all.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله وينزل من السماء من جبال فيها من برد فيصيب به من يشاء ويصرفه عن من يشاء يكاد سنا برقه يذهب بالأبصار.
See you not that Allah drives the clouds gently, then joins them together, then makes them into a heap of layers, and you see the rain comes forth from between them. And He sends down from the sky hail like mountains, and strikes therewith whom He wills, and averts it from whom He wills. The vivid flash of its lightning nearly blinds the sight.
يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار.
Allah causes the night and the day to succeed each other. Truly in this is indeed a lesson for those who have insight.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ فَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Allah has created every moving creature from water. Of them there are some that creep on their bellies, and some that walk on two legs, and some that walk on four. Allah creates what He wills. Verily, Allah is able to do all things.
لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
We have indeed sent down manifest proofs, revelations, and boundaries. And Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path.
وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
The hypocrites say, "We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger, and we obey." Then a party of them turn away thereafter. Such are not believers.
وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ
And when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, lo, a party of them refuses to come and turns away.
وَإِن يَكُن لَّهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ
But if the truth is on their side, they come to Him willingly with submission.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِم مَّرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَن يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Is there a disease in their hearts? Or do they doubt or fear lest Allah and His Messenger should wrong them in judgment? Nay, it is they themselves who are the wrongdoers.
إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
The only saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them is that they say, We hear and we obey. And such are the successful.
وَمَن يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ
And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, fears Allah, and keeps his duty to Him, such are the successful.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ
They swear by Allah their strongest oaths that if only you would order them, they would leave. Say, swear you not. This obedience of yours is known to be false. Verily Allah knows well what you do.
قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ
Say, Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away, He is only responsible for the duty placed on Him and you for that placed on you. If you obey Him, you shall be on the right guidance. The Messenger's duty is only to convey the message in a clear way.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion which He has chosen for them. And he will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided they worship me and do not associate anything with me. But whoever disbelieved after this, they are the rebellious.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
And perform the prayer and give the charity and obey the messenger that you may receive mercy.
لا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير.
Consider not that the disbelievers can escape in the land. Their abode shall be the fire, and worst indeed is that destination.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِيَسْتَأْذِنْكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
O you who believe, let your slaves and slave girls and those among you who have not come to the age of puberty ask your permission before they come to your presence on three occasions: before the morning prayer, and while you put off your clothes for the noonday rest, and after the night prayer. These three times are of privacy for you. Other than these times, there is no sin on you or on them to move about attending to each other. Thus Allah makes clear the verses of this Quran to you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And when the children among you come to puberty, then let them also ask for permission as those senior to them in age. Thus Allah makes clear His commandments and legal obligations for you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن والله سميع عليم.
And as for women past childbearing, who do not expect wedlock, it is no sin on them if they discard their outer clothing in such a way as not to show their adornment. But to refrain is better for them, and Allah is all-hearer, all-knower.
ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا.
There is no restriction on the blind, nor any restriction on the lame, nor any restriction on the sick, nor on yourselves if you eat from your houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from that whereof you hold keys, or from the house of a friend. No sin on you whether you eat together or apart.
فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
But when you enter the houses, greet one another with a greeting from Allah. Assalamu alaykum. Blessed and good. Thus Allah makes clear these verses to you that you may understand.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ فَأْذَن لِّمَن شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
The true believers are only those who believe in the oneness of Allah and His Messenger. And when they are with him on some common matter, they go not away until they have asked his permission. Verily those who ask your permission, those are they who truly believe in Allah and his messenger. So if they ask your permission for some affairs of theirs, give permission to whom you will of them, and ask Allah for their forgiveness. Truly, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا قد يعلم الله الذين يتسللون منكم لواذا فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم.
Make not the calling of the messenger among you as your calling of one another. Allah knows those of you who slip away under shelter. And let those who oppose the messenger's commandment beware, lest some trials should befall them, or a painful torment be inflicted on them.
أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Certainly, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Surely, He knows your condition and He knows the day when they will be brought back to Him. Then He will inform them of what they did. And Allah is all-knower of everything.